Nuclear inspectors have begun a multi-day trip to a nuclear power plant in Ukraine. President Biden and Ukraine's European allies want the team from the International Atomic Energy Agency to have access to the Zaporizhzhia plant to allay fears of a nuclear disaster amidst the war. Now Ukrainian and Russian forces are letting the team investigate. John Hudson is a national security reporter with our editorial partner, The Washington Post. He's in Kyiv. Welcome, John.
Hey, good to be with you.
The inspectors who are there, what do they hope to find at the nuclear power plant?
What they're hoping to find is basically that it's running well, that it's running safely. There have been allegations of mistreatment and abuse by the Russian forces that control this plant. This plant is operated by Ukrainians, and it's operating at about 10% capacity than it usually does. And Ukrainian officials say that Russians have abused and mistreated these workers who are operating in a pretty unprecedented environment. This is the first time that a nuclear power plant has ever been in the middle of a sustained war zone. Two nuclear plant workers have been killed in the last month from the shelling that has happened in and around the town of Enerhodar. This is the town that the nuclear plant is located in. And so what the IAEA's director general said this morning before taking off toward the plant from the capital of Kyiv is that he wants to stabilize the situation. He wants to prevent a nuclear accident from happening at the plant.
Well, presumably the Russians themselves wouldn't want a nuclear accident to happen. Is it inclined to do anything to endanger the plant itself, if not the people around it?
Well, you know, logically, I mean, under normal circumstances, you wouldn't think that anyone would want a nuclear catastrophe to happen anywhere in the world. But this is a time of war, and there are deep suspicions among Ukrainian officials that the Russians are trying to use this plant as a type of nuclear blackmail, or basically use it as a sort of chip that is something that they can control and puts Ukrainians at a weaker position. Now, this plant, it is something that before the war supplied 20% of Ukraine's electricity. It's very important. So it is a pretty significant prize for the Russians to have under their control. They want this visit to basically bless their presence there. And that's exactly what the Ukrainians don't want to have happen. They want the inspectors to come in and reinforce their position, which is this should be a demilitarized area. There shouldn't be any troops there, and it should be allowed to function like a normal nuclear power plant.
Right. And there are indeed troops there. There's fighting literally right outside the plant right now. So a question as to how safe are the UN inspectors. You also say it's unprecedented to have international inspectors visit this particular plant. Why has it taken so long for them to get there?
Yeah, it has been 6 months of international negotiations for the IAEA to get to this point. You know, originally there were conversations between this nuclear watchdog and the Russian government, and there was proposal to have them enter through Russian-controlled Crimea, which Ukraine considers part of its territory, and then moving in through there. Ukraine rejected that proposal, viewing it as an affront to its sovereignty. They said if the inspectors come, they have to first come through Ukraine's capital in Kyiv. And so there was a big political dispute. There was a back and forth, but ultimately Russia relented on that, and the inspectors did come through Ukraine's capital.
John, before we let you go, just want to ask you about a report that you had on some unconventional tactics that Ukraine is using to trick Russian forces. Tell us about these decoy weapon systems.
That's right. These are decoys that resemble the U.S.-provided weapons, both the advanced rocket systems and the howitzers that Russia has pinpointed as critical to destroying if it's going to prevail in this war. The Ukrainians have put up these fake decoy wooden rocket systems in different parts of the battlefield, and they have drawn the very expensive cruise missiles that Russia has and that fires from the Black Sea. And, you know, it's important to realize that in this war, the Russians are depleting their stockpile of munitions and especially cruise missiles. And so the Ukrainians have viewed this as an important, unconventional and asymmetrical tactic that they're using against the Russians.
Good story. John Hudson, a national security reporter with the Washington Post, reporting from Kyiv, Ukraine. Thank you, John.
Good to be with you.